You're listening to Startup Nation Radio on News Talk 760 WJR. Here again are Jeff Sloan and Dan Gliske.
All right, we're going to make some entrepreneurial dreams come true today, Dan. We've got Rich joining us as well, calling in from the nation. Rich, welcome to the show. Where are you calling in from?
I'm calling in from my home office in Las Vegas, and I'm ready to start it up. Let's get it going.
All right, let's get it going indeed. Dan, great to be with you today, as always, here
great
in
to
the
see
studio.
You, Jeff.
Let's make some dreams come true. Rich, I got to tell you, this is the one time, more than any other time, you're going to regret not being in the studio. Right in front of Dan and I, we've got lined up bottles of vodka and
gin
and other amazing, amazing distilled spirits. And by the way, we got to make this relevant. It's not that Dan and I sit in the studio before we do a show and have vodka and gin sitting in front of us as much as we'd like to. We have it sitting in front of us because we're going to feature a super startup today on the subject matter. He's producing a new line of spirits, and it's an amazing story. We're going to get to that in just one second. Before we do, however, let me mention Walsh College, our good friend, sponsoring our show today, Dan, as they have been doing, and it's great to have them on board. Check out Walsh College if you're interested in, you know, upping your education and know-how. They're an amazing resource, and we certainly recommend that people check them out.
Can't ever learn enough.
Can never learn enough. That's right, Dan. We're still learning, aren't we?
Every day.
You know what? You know what's amazing? Speaking of learning, we actually learn on this show, which is so cool because the idea, of course, is to bring content to our audience, but it's really great when we learn as well right alongside our audience. And we try to bring some of the best experts in the world, some of the great stories, the great entrepreneurs. It's always good to learn.
Every day.
Every day. And Rich, I know you don't have anything new to learn, do you?
Well, all I can tell you is I wish I were there sipping umbrella drinks with you guys.
Yeah. All right. Well, we're going to get right to it here. Dan, bring our guest on board.
I'm really happy to introduce Rufino Valentine. And if anyone ever
What's
thought...
What's that name? Say that. Is that a real name? That's
Rufino
a stage
Valentine.
Name.
That is
Rufino
his...
Valentine.
That's
if I were named Rufino Valentine, I'd be a success at whatever I do in life, too.
Well, if there was ever a doubt that the entrepreneurial dream can come true, Rufino Valentine is the ubiquitous epitome of success. So Rufino grew up in northern Michigan. He was a farm boy up in northern Michigan, ended up in Manhattan, worked on Wall Street in Manhattan, always tried to find a dirty martini, tried to be able to find a martini that had a domestic spirit in it, couldn't find it. Had a manufacturing passion, had a passion for Detroit, came back to Detroit, launched a line of distilled spirits, started with the vodka. They're award-winning today.
And the rest of it's a party.
And the rest of it is it's a lot of work behind the party.
Yeah.
And Rufino, we're really thrilled to have you in studio with us today.
Wow, what an introduction. I'm glad to be here. Thanks.
We're featuring you as a super startup today. No pressure, but the nation's looking to you to get inspired and to learn some things from. It really is an amazing story. Well, the first obvious question is, you were in Manhattan, living the cushy life of a... What were you doing in Manhattan?
I was an equities trader.
You're a classic trader. Well, that'll drive you to do anything else. Yeah. What I mean.
Well, that's how I ended up spending a little bit of time in bars, probably.
Exactly. So you were a trader. You were doing well in Manhattan.
Yeah.
Really well. But you had this, I mean, did you always have a lifelong bug to be an entrepreneur, or was it just kind of a moment that caught you, or how did it happen? What was the epiphany that...
I've always had that spirit to work for myself and to do something on my own. But the real turning point, it was actually two things at that time. I had a unique perspective where I saw what was going on with the U.S. economy, in that we were hemorrhaging jobs, losing them all overseas.
And when was this?
This was about 10 years ago.
Okay.
So it was kind of before it came in vogue, but it was apparent that it was happening. So I saw that happening and was actually trading the very companies that were sending these jobs overseas.
Right.
So with that as a background, and then the dirty martini story, I would go into my favorite bars and I would just tell the bartender, give me your best dirty. And I got tired of getting this mass-produced, you know, overhyped, usually imported spirits.
Was it the taste that wasn't...
Well, it wasn't the taste.
It's the idea of it, the authenticity.
Of it, yeah. And the fact that we're not doing it here. You know, people forget that this country became one of the greatest economies in the world because we used to make the best quality stuff here.
of everything that we would produce.
Yeah.
We produced it all here.
Yeah. First, the innovation, the gumption to actually create something. I mean, it's one thing for people to think about doing it. It's another for them to do it. And then the ability to produce it. No question.
Yeah. No, exactly. So, I mean, that's literally how it started. And one day I quit my job and started putting the business plan for this company together.
So did you know anything quickly? Did you know anything about, you know, distilling, producing vodka or gin or anything? Did you know anything about this? Or
I knew virtually nothing. Yeah, basically, I had homebrewed a couple batches in college of beer, not even spirits, just of beer. And that's about the extent of my background.
That's why your trading wasn't going well, because you were drinking that stuff.
Now, I've been to your facility in Ferndale. Yeah. It's a fantastic facility and an old Packer dealership. And now you brought in German stills. They're very high tech. I mean, they're one of a kind. How did you start?
Yeah, I mean, well, that's probably the only dichotomy we have, is that we distill in the methods that were used. A huge part of our success is due to the way we make our products. We use techniques that have been around for centuries. Nobody does it this way anymore. But we do that on really high-tech, old-fashioned equipment, if that makes any sense. There's only a handful of manufacturers in the world, and we settled on this German company, Christian Karl.
So the first thing that one has to do, I mean, this is a crowded field, right? Lots of competition in your space.
Oh, it's enormous.
Incredible. Yeah. So I would imagine, I mean, you recognized a need because you enjoyed the experience of sipping a dirty martini, but it wasn't satisfying you. So you recognized a need, but you had to kind of map out the competitive playing field, and you had to say something like, to get the ball rolling when you created this business plan and first came up with the idea, you must have said to yourself, we've got to differentiate ourselves by being this and defining it really tightly and then saying, against the competition, here's where we're going to fit, right? So you create that matrix?
Yeah, you know, I think looking at the competition in general, that's kind of what excites me and keeps me going, because we are this tiny company going up against the biggest spirits companies in the world. So we use that as motivation for one thing. I'm a super competitive guy to start with, so that provides me with plenty of motivation. But then that is our niche. I mean, that's where we differentiate ourselves, is that we are the small producer against the mass produced spirits.
Okay, so that's how you defined yourself, and you set yourself on that path. You created a business plan, and then you started a business. And we're going to hear about how you actually got it rolling, what resources you pulled together to get it rolling, and how you're doing today. Rich, I know you've got a question when we come back. And we've got a question from our nation as well. We're going to take your calls at 800-859-0957. If you've got a dream to make a business of your own a reality, this is the show for you. We're going to help you get pointed in that direction. Give us a call. We'll get your questions answered right here on Startup Nation Radio. Stick with us. We'll be right back.